This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has activated a statewide emergency plan due to the shutdown of the Suncor oil refinery. CPR's Joe Wertz has more.
Colorado's only refinery was shut down on Christmas Eve after a pair of fires injured two workers and damaged the facility. The company is still assessing that damage and making repairs. The shutdown could last for months and disrupt supplies of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Activating the state emergency plan could trigger government actions that help shore up fuel supplies. Joe Wertz, CPR News.
Democratic lawmakers at the state capitol will push to repeal a Colorado law that bans gay marriage. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
A top priority for Democratic Senator Jesse Danielson is to repeal a same-sex marriage ban that remains on the books, despite being invalidated by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
I feel that the legislature has an obligation to do away with that ban, show the communities that we care about, that we're going to stand up and protect them.
However, there is also a voter-passed gay marriage ban in the Colorado Constitution, and repealing that would be harder. Two-thirds of lawmakers in each chamber would have to support a repeal to put it on the ballot in an upcoming election. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's worsening avalanche danger in much of Colorado's high country. Fresh snow and strong winds have created ideal conditions for slides in many ranges, from the San Juan Mountains to the Park Range in northern Colorado. An avalanche near Breckenridge killed a backcountry skier over the New Year holiday weekend. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center says to avoid travel on most steep backcountry slopes through midweek. This is CPR News and KRCC.